In studio right now, we have Strathroy Caradoc Mayor-elect Colin Grantham, fresh off the October 24th municipal election, the inauguration for the new council, November the 21st, and the mayor-elect's first council meeting as mayor, December the 5th. Colin, thank you so much for joining us. First off, thoughts on the October 24th election and your victory?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chris, and finally catching up on some sleep. And as you can tell, and I'm sure your audience can tell, I got a bit of a sore throat because I think I've been on the phone continually since the morning of. So, no, on the election, not surprised. Surprised by the margin, but to be brutally honest, not surprised. As I said many times, I talked to a lot of people at the door, social media, but just from plain old door knocking. I was told things that didn't surprise me. So, yeah, just not surprised. Very, very thankful. And I've mentioned quite a few times, humbled, very humbled and very grateful to people.
You had a very aggressive campaign. How did you feel about how the campaign went?
I thought it went very well. You know, I've told people quite a few times, you do learn a lot when you're in sales, Chris. And the one thing you learn is marketing. I was aware from the get-go that I had a very uphill battle to fight. Name recognition being one, so simple things. Having my picture on the sign, that was by design. But the way I'm wired, Chris, if you're going to do something, do it right to the max. Don't do things halfway. Again, if I'm in on something, Chris, I'm in full bore.
38.8% voter turnout. A pretty good number, even though it was only 38.8%, much higher than neighboring London. But within those numbers, Colin, just under 11,000 eligible voters did not participate. Does that concern or surprise you?
Doesn't surprise me, but it's concerning. I mean, you set aside the fact that, you know, I won the election. We all should be concerned about the lack of participation. And the one thing I was thinking about next election, it'd be really nice to find a way to get the younger voters engaged. I mean, I think if we look at the demographics, probably the older, more mature voters did vote. And obviously, you know, quite a few voters had a reason to vote. But it's concerning. And we do need to find a way to increase participation. I will say one thing, Chris. I was nervous at the start of electronic voting. But after watching the staff at Town Hall did an amazing job. It does work. I did, as you know, I had some concerns at the outset about it, but I do believe it works. There's some things I'd like to tweak, but yeah, we need to find a way to increase participation.
One of those concerns, obviously the dual role of the clerk and the town CAO. Are you looking to fix that or change that moving forward with your new council?
Not at this. We'll just park that one for now, Chris. I mean, not to talk about it in the future, but it was a concern. I'm not going to back away from that. It was definitely a concern. So, Chris, I never back away from anything I say. If I say something, I mean it. But it's not something that's on my plate right now.
Election night, I've heard reports that Mayor Vander Heyden did not reach out to you to congratulate you. Can you confirm or not confirm that?
No, you know what, Chris? It is what it is. I've reached out to Mayor Vander Heyden. I understand. And you know what? Before we go any further, there is something I do want to say. We do need to thank the five people who won't be on council any longer. There's three retiring councillors, Councillor Baker, Councillor Cowan, and Councillor Flagle. They need to be thanked for their service. And for Deputy Mayor Richards and Mayor Vander Heyden, they need to be thanked too. You know, as I've become aware throughout this, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of dedication, a lot of commitment to put your name forward in politics. So thank you to all those people.
Absolutely. And just to confirm, you reached out to Mayor Vander Heyden. She did not reach out to you to congratulate you on election night or the morning after. Is that correct?
That's not a problem with me. I mean, it truly is. And it's not an issue. I respect Mayor Vander Heyden. We ran a good, clean campaign, her and I. And I'm sure when time's appropriate, her and I will talk.
Your thoughts on the new council moving forward? Two new faces in Ward 2, one new face in Ward 1. A new deputy mayor, and of course yourself. How do you, your thoughts on that and your plans on moving and leading this team forward?
I'm actually excited by the composition of it. I mean, as I've said, we need turnover in council, and I'm very happy. I mean, I believe there's four incumbents. I'm glad we do have incumbents on council. We need their experience. We need their advice. We need their historical perspective on things. But no, I'm very excited. There are some good people who were elected. They're going to bring new ideas. And I know one thing, they're going to ask a lot of questions. And I think that's very healthy.
Do you have concerns at all with the returning councillors who have been there for 2, 3, 4 terms about maybe having to entertain a change in how council moves forward?
No, not at all. I mean, Chris, it's incumbent upon me to reach out to the incumbent councillors. I should be doing that, not the other way around. And I have begun to do so. They're great people. But I can understand their hesitancy when it comes to change. I get it. I understand it. And all I can do is assure them, like I said during the campaign, I have no ambition to tear things down. I want to build on it and make it better. But they're all really good people. I have no problem with any of them.
Talking with the Strathroy-Caradoc Mayor-elect Colin Grantham, Inauguration Day, November the 21st. I think it's pretty safe to say Ward 2 spoke loud and clear in this year's municipal election. They did have concerns about feeling kind of out of the loop in regards to Strathroy-Caradoc decisions or whatnot. We're talking Ward 2, Mount Bridges, Delaware West, Melbourne, Campbell Vale. How do you move forward as a new council in kind of bringing the municipality back under one umbrella and feeling as one?
As part of my campaign, I said we need to recognize that we are one municipality when it comes to governance. And when it comes to government infrastructure, we're one. But I think we need to begin to recognize that there are separate and unique communities within our municipality. So I think that's the first thing we do. And I'd said before, let's insert the word community back into the decisions that we make. I know there are some past decisions of council that Ward 2 aren't happy with. Let's sit down and have a look at them. But also, I believe, and as I've said, a lot of it is communication. When I look at, for lack of a better word, the discontent, the unease in Ward 2 or anywhere in this municipality, the common thing that I see, the common thread, is communication. I really believe that if we increase communication, almost over-communicate to people, that things will be better. You know, Chris, wherever there's a void of information, you create misinformation and disinformation. That's what we need to do. We need to stop the void of lack of information.
I heard a lot of conversation. Well, actually, I read a lot of conversation on social media leading into the election about bringing some sort of potential initiative forward. We're talking about Saxonville, the Collins Way area, Twin Elms, although being in Ward 2, some thoughts about bringing to council for discussion, reallocating those areas to Ward 1. Would you and council consider discussing that moving forward as a potential change in demographics and geography for the municipality?
It makes sense, Chris, but the way I look at issues are near-term, mid-term, and long-term. That's a long-term discussion we need to have. There are other issues right now that are more important, but yes, it makes sense for the demographics, and not just for the people in Ward 2, but also for the people in Twin Elms and Saxonville. They probably feel a bit more of an affinity to Strathroy and may not even realize that they're part of Ward 2. But again, to me, that's a longer-term discussion.
You mentioned some issues. Let's tackle a couple of those right now. We did speak to the appointed new mayor, Natalie Metcalf, before the election, Susan Clark, and we talked about the relationship with Strathroy-Caradoc, specifically the Center Road corridor and the current servicing agreement disagreement that's in the courts right now. She was hoping to kind of bridge more gaps of communication moving forward after the election. Give us your thoughts on the Adelaide Metcalf relationship, the service agreement, and what are you hoping for moving forward, and what do you intend to do?
Well, most definitely, we need to get this done. I mean, no secret, this is costing us money in legal fees. It's costing Adelaide Metcalf money. Let's see if we can get a deal done. But I have been upfront. As neighborly as I want to be, my first priority is the Strathroy-Caradoc. And, you know, I talked about a lot of things, Chris, during the campaign. There were a lot of issues that I didn't address distinctly or more in depth because I don't have all the facts. So never felt it appropriate to talk about things where I don't have the complete facts. I'm sure once I'm sworn into office and I have all the facts, I can talk more about it. But the way I sit now, let's get a deal done as quickly as possible.
One of the issues you did talk about, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like you did have a lot of facts, was the sale of the senior center and how it might have been sold under a lack of transparency with municipal government. What are you going to do moving forward as far as investigating how that sale went down, and as far as the potential for a lot of seniors in the community still being upset they don't have a center to go to?
Yeah, well, and you know what, Chris? To me, there's three parts to that question. So let's tackle number three, which is an amenity or a senior center. This is one where it's just going to show my style and how I interact with people. Because I throw the idea out there, this is what we need to do. Well, I've seen some comments on social media now and even some personal discussions that maybe it's a community center. Maybe there's something we need that's more encompassing than a senior center. Hey, whatever it takes, let's get it done. But I am committed to finding a facility for the seniors. I don't think the municipality has the money, nor do we really need to invest in purchasing real estate or buying something. Let's see what we can rent. Let's start small. But I have had comments and interactions with seniors who are excited to get involved. So that takes care of number three. Number two was about the process in the senior center. That's more to do with my open government and transparency and accountability, where I think we fell down. That is something that was the main plank of my platform, was transparency and accountability, and that I will be working on for day one. So that's number two. Number one was about the process regarding the sale. Again, I don't have all the facts. I'd like to look at the facts, but I think that number one is related to number two, where there wasn't the transparency in the deal. So if you recall, I did issue a statement back in May.
Yes, you did.
That statement was more about the process involved. It wasn't about the actual sale itself. I encourage people to go back and read it. It was about the process.
You also mentioned during your campaign on multiple occasions how you felt that decision-making within the municipal government was being shared by just the two top positions and not the remainder of council, and how on council meetings, it appeared to be, in your opinion, that it was whatever staff had brought to the table was accepted without any debate, any questions or whatnot. How are you looking to resolute that moving forward?
I'm quite sure, knowing the personalities on the new council, that they will be asking questions. So that's where the churn and the turnover will naturally take care of that. But I do believe that there was too much decision making behind closed, and I don't like to use the word closed doors, just already made, right? Because behind closed doors has a bad connotation.
Correct.
You know, so I don't like to use that, but we're going to be more open. I believe I said, and it may have been in the first interview with you, I had so many I can't remember, that I will feel I have done my job when I sit back in the mayor's chair and I see healthy debate. That is when I know that I have done what I set out to do.
You mentioned doors. One of the many things that you said during your campaign and post-election, you're looking to open the front doors of town hall. What does that mean to our listeners?
Absolutely. And it's not just, I heard that from a lot of people on the street about the front door. And then the thing that I tried to really reiterate to people, there was a reason why we have the side entrance. I get that. I understand that. I've managed facilities before. I understand that. We need wheelchair accessibility. There was COVID. It made sense. There is something symbolic about the public being able to enter their building through the front door. London City Hall, you can get in the front door. There's a way to do it, whether it's a commissionaire, security guard, or a plexiglass door with a buzzer. But I believe it's symbolic, and it's something the people have asked. They have asked to have the front door open. That will be one of the first questions I ask. How do we get it done? But again, I understand why we have the side door. It's needed. It's necessary.
Just over 7,000 votes cast for the position of mayor. 32 of them spoiled. 39 declined. Just over 2,600 did not vote for you. Actually, my apologies. If I take in all the candidates, just over 2,800 did not vote for you. What do you say to those just over 2,800 voters?
Thank you for voting. They exercise their franchise. That's democracy. I have no problem with that, but I do know that Now I represent all the people. I'm the mayor for all the people. And again, thank you for voting.
A couple things I want to ask you before we end this, talking with Strathroy CareDoc Mayor-elect Colin Grantham, another big issue in the campaign and before the campaign, affordable housing. We know there's an affordable housing unit going up in front of the Tri-Township Arena in Mount Bridges. Affordable housing, big, big issue. Your thoughts on that issue moving forward into your first term as mayor?
Well, that is a good question, because we all should be aware that the provincial government, the day after the election, announced more regulations, taking more powers away from municipalities. That's the most important thing to communicate to the public, that a lot of powers are slowly, or not even slowly, rapidly being taken away from the municipality. Affordable housing, I like the word attainable housing, but as I said during my campaign, that should be the focus of the municipality, is attainable housing, and I will stick with that one.
Inauguration for the brand new council, November the 21st. What will Mayor Colin Grantham focus on right out of the gate on November the 22nd?
Chris, I was surprised talking to people, and as you know, it was a question in both debates and on my social media, the concern about homelessness in this community. And I said there are short-term, mid-term, and long-term solutions to it. We're coming up to a winter. So what I'd like to do very quickly is to make sure that everyone in this community who needs to be housed is. I said that I would put together a task force to look at it. That will be the first thing that I do, Chris. We need to look at homelessness in this community.
A native of Melbourne, Ontario, a businessman, and as of November the 21st, you will be Strathroy CareDoc's new mayor. Your final thoughts on that moving forward?
No, Chris, I'm really humble. Really grateful. I just want to thank the community. There's one promise that I will make. I do know and I recognize that I have a learning curve. I learn very quickly, but I will work very hard. That's one thing I'm used to doing. And when you're new to any position, I've done this in my whole life, the one way you get up to speed very quickly is working hard. And that is the commitment I will make to Strathroy CareDoc, that I will work very hard.
Mayor-elect, I think based on the last 6 to 8 months, in the public social media platforms leading into the October 24th election, this community is ready to speak up and this community is ready to hold elected officials accountable. Are you prepared for that moving forward?
Absolutely, Chris. I'm painfully aware that supporters can become opponents very quickly. And I said a lot of things during the campaign that is what we are supposed to do. That's a democracy. So no problem at all.
Strathroy CareDoc Mayor-elect Colin Grantham becomes officially mayor November the 21st at Town Council. I appreciate you stopping in at MyFM to do this with us, Mayor-elect Grantham. Congratulations, and we look forward to building our relationship with municipal staff, yourself, and MyFM moving forward.
Thanks, Chris.